Hi, I'm Sophie Clark. Welcome and thanks for listening to the National Rural News Close-Up podcast. Farmers are seeking a bipartisan commitment to rebuilding a dog fence running through South Australia, New South Wales and Queensland. The 100-year-old structure will receive a $25 million upgrade if the coalition is re-elected. I caught up with Livestock South Australia Chief Executive Andrew Curtis to hear a bit more about the announcement and the state of the fence.
A very welcomed announcement. It's certainly an announcement we've been seeking, calling for a number of months, if not years now. It's a critical piece of infrastructure that needs to be rebuilt, both for the industry but also for the state.
All right. And for those who might not be aware, can you just give me a bit of background on the dog fence and, what it does and what area it kind of covers?
So the dog fence runs across South Australia for about 2,500 kilometres. From west of Ceduna, it runs up and winds its way up around the top of Coober Pedy, then across the top of the Flinders Ranges before coming slightly south and then across to the New South Wales border. Parts of the fence are 100 years old, and it has operated as a very successful barrier to wild dog predation on the sheep industry particularly, and other industries to the south of the fence.
All right, and what's the state of the fence currently?
So, look, we have been working with the government and had an independent assessment done that's sponsored by the Dog Fence Board that indicates that there's probably about 1,500 kilometres, which is in a poor state of repair. Some areas, as I said, are 100 years old. Some areas are very brittle and particularly with drought, et cetera, of recent times, have had a lot of pressure, not only from dogs, but from kangaroos and camels and the like, which have just meant that the fence has been breached in a number of areas, allowing the leakage of dogs into the southern areas.
So this would need to be, certain parts would need to be replaced to make it more sustainable? Or
absolutely. It's beyond repair. There are areas that need to be replaced. We need to use modern fencing techniques to make sure that the fence is dog-proof but is also resilient and is going to be there in another decade.
As you said, you've been calling on it for some time, and if it isn't replaced, obviously landholders will have to invest in some form of management for themselves, which will no doubt cost a fortune.
Oh, look, it would cost a fortune. But in addition to the costs of responding as individuals, the lost productivity and the losses in production, and that's impact not only for the producers but also for others working within the industry. If there's not wool, then there's not a job in processing it, and similarly the impacts on the rural community. If there's not a bull check, then it's really hard to spend money at the local store.
So a bit of a ripple effect.
Oh, it's a wave. It's not a ripple. Yes.
Yep, and as you've said, a welcome announcement from the Coalition. I guess we're calling on Labor to come to the party as well.
Look, we certainly calling for bipartisan support. We welcome the support that the state government has committed. And we're calling for bipartisan support. But today we're celebrating the commitment from the Coalition.
That's Livestock South Australia Chief Executive Andrew Curtis there, giving us an insight into the state of South Australia's dog fence and, of course, welcoming the Coalition and State Government's commitment to improving that. Well, that's a wrap from the National Rural Newsroom for today. Don't forget, if you've got a story, email us the address ruralnews@macquariemedia.com.au. I'm Sophie Clark. Have a great afternoon.